You ready? So I'm going to call to order Law Enforcement Public Safety Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes and transcripts of March 3rd.
I'll make that motion.
Haynes, second?
I'll second it.
Fabiano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstained? Okay, great. Sheriff, it's okay. We'll do your update at the end. Your urgent update, is that all right? Okay. All right, so the first resolution we have is resolution 180, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $850,000 entered into the county, into by the county with for active care nursing and home care. Motion to discuss?
Make motion.
Haynes, second?
Second.
Heppner? Any discussion? I just have a little, it's not a concern, but John, I just noticed that on one page in the beginning, it has the wages for LPNs and RNs at 60 an hour and 70 an hour, but in the contract later, it's paying 75 an hour. So I just thought you might want to notice that's different.
Rectified. What page was it? We're at 1670.
So the 6070, I wrote page one, but I realized then there were a lot of page ones. Hold on. So if you go to, so on this one, it's third page of the, after the resolution.
Okay.
Says 60 for LPN, 70 for RNs. And then when you go down to,
got it.
And then
all right,
you'll find the 75. Yeah. I don't know which one it is, but they're different.
Check on that. Good catch, Eve. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns, questions? All right. All in favor of resolution number 180?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Okay, great. Next, we have resolution 181, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Office of Inoperable and Emergency Communications for the 2018 statewide inoperable communications target grant, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget for Department of Emergency Communications. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussions? So I noticed, and I know this is common in state grants, women and minorities, recruitment of women and minorities. I'm just curious, like, because it's listed as your objective under objective two. So what do you do? What are those, just briefly, like the efforts and successes in, especially in this particular area of getting women and minorities? Like, do you meet that expectation that they have?
Yep. So hey, this is Steve Peterson. Is Everett on?
Yeah,
I'm on. Okay. I'm on. But I want to defer this question to Steve because he's been dealing with this from the beginning. So I think you'll be best served with him answering this question right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Everett. So in the process of procurement, we would, through the purchasing department, we would take in and target that audience to submit bids or submit proposals for the equipment, whatever it is that we happen to be working on with this project. So they would be sought after and targeted and allowed an opportunity to participate in anything that we purchase.
And have you been successful in actually recruiting, having women or minority-owned businesses?
Sure. With other grants, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. And other discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving resolution number 181?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Resolution number 182, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the counties of Orange, Rockland, and Sullivan for the purposes of creating a regional partnership for fire emergency services. Motion to discuss.
Make the motion, Haynes.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Hefner? Any discussion? I see this was each county sort of is spending the same amount of money in this shared agreement.
Yeah, so this is the regional partnership for HAZMAT. This grant is a yearly grant that we apply for in conjunction with these counties. In the past, it's been handled by Rockland. Moving forward, Orange is going to be handling the grant. We've used this funding for training HAZMAT-wise, and as well as providing equipment for all four counties when there's an incident. These counties come together and assist with handling the incident. That helps with manpower and resources and so on. So over the many years that we've been in partnership, it's worked out very, very well for everyone.
Great. I think it's terrific to have regional shared services like that. Any other comments or questions? Okay, all in favor of resolution number 182? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Okay. Resolution number 183, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for sexual assault crisis and prevention with the Department of Probation. Motion to discuss.
Haynes, I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, Fabiano beat you, Hefner. Any specific discussions? So this... I found this really, I know you've doing this for a while, Nancy, very interesting, but I didn't really realize about the trauma-informed yoga and the training of bar staff or bystanders. I mean, I realize we've been in the pandemic, but can you talk about like how has that been successful in those trainings?
So with the trauma-informed yoga, they have switched to doing it online, and our provider in the past was able to do it in lots of different locations, but now she's providing it online. And we hope to get back in person at some point, but right now that's how we're doing it for safety. And in terms of the BASA program for training bar staff, that program we started in New Paltz and have done it in Kingston, Saugerties, and it's really very effective.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, the Crime Victims Assistance Program developed it based on what they were seeing and hearing, and basically helps bar staff to know what to look for and see when someone is appearing to be in a vulnerable situation and intervene and offer them assistance.
That's great. Okay, any questions or comments? All right, all in favor of resolution 183?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Okay. Resolution number 184, approving the execution of a contract for $165,000 entered into the county family of Woodstock. Motion to discuss.
I'll make that motion, Haynes.
Second?
Second.
Hefner? So this is restorative justice, correct? Yes. Any changes, anything you want to tell us about this one?
Mainly, we're shifting it, sort of realigning the program. It's the same staff in Family of Woodstock who have a lot of experience since 2013 in doing restorative justice. And we've made it so that we can accommodate the Restorative Ulster, the DA's program for the 18 to 26 year olds. So all the referrals will come through restorative justice at my office, and we'll work with Family of Woodstock to provide whatever the appropriate restorative justice service is.
And just as a reminder, there's still monthly restorative justice trainings for anyone who's interested, correct?
Yes.
Great. All in favor of resolution 184?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Resolution 185, approving the execution of a contract for $55,000 entered into the County Family of Woodstock. This one is for Evolve. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion, Haynes.
Heppner? Oh, sorry, second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of resolution 185?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, resolution 191, approving a home rule request for Senate Bill number S-4343 and Assembly Bill A-6725, authorizing the County of Ulster to elect to reopen the provisions of Section 552 of the Retirement Social Security Law. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion, Haynes.
Second?
Second.
Heppner, great. Heidi, do you want to explain why we have this back on the table?
Sure. This is back on the table again this year. We did vote last year. However, the home rule request, both the Assembly and the Senate bill numbers have changed due to a new session year. So it's basically a housekeeping issue. You know, I see no problem with this moving forward with the same amount of support that it did last year. Again, it was just to redo the bill numbers as session ended last year and all the bills were reintroduced with new sponsors, actually, and new bill numbers in both the Assembly and Senate.
John?
Well, just to add to that, I believe when it was passed last year here by the legislature, the session in Albany had already ended.
Yeah.
Or the home rule request part of the session had already ended, so.
Any questions about this? Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure you're all clear, so if people are wondering the rest of legislature why this is back up there, that you're comfortable in understanding why we just have to vote on it one more time. Okay, all in favor of resolution 191?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, terrific. Criminal Justice Reform Task Force, the committee subcommittee on centralized arraignment is still working on trying to deal with some questions that the judges have and concerns that the judges have in terms of this process. Police reform, they are narrowing down some suggestions that will be brought in front of the legislature. Just to give you a little bit of background, let's see if I can remember. What were they? There was right now they have a CIT where the sheriff can fill in my gaps because I obviously can't complete a sentence right now, but basically providing training for crisis intervention. And the goal is to really expand this model. Sheriff, do you want to just talk about what we're thinking about in terms of that CIT position? And this is just still being mulled about.
So I believe it's part of the Executive Order 203 Commission report. And we discussed it at your last meeting. I think it's part of the overall five-year program in regards to crisis intervention and officer wellness. And it's something that was discussed at the last meeting.
So we're exploring what that would be. And before it gets presented to you all, it will have a clearer idea of a description and a budget. The other one is this idea of looking at mental health recovery beds that are separate perhaps from the hospital. There is a program they have at Poughkeepsie right now that for individuals who are in mental health crisis or substance abuse crisis, they are bedded, treated, and case managed and, you know, given services. And myself and and Legislator Criswell are going to go visit the Poughkeepsie program to see what that looks like. You know, as we wait to see whether we ever get mental health beds back here, this is a possible resource that we, you know, or model that we can utilize that may be even more useful for these kinds of situations. So Poughkeepsie's program has been very successful. I think at the state level, they're kind of exploring this idea some more. I don't, because of COVID, I'm not going to necessarily think that a horde of us should visit in Poughkeepsie, but I think if one or two more wanted to come see what this Poughkeepsie program is like, you can let me know. And you want to see, Heidi, are you saying yes?
Oh, no, unfortunately, and I don't know if Jonathan might have more information regarding these budget negotiations that went down. I believe the state actually just cut another over 220 yeah. mental.
I saw that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So we're going to have to start, you know, figuring out some creative ways to take care of the people who really need taken care of. And this is one possible pathway. So we're going to just explore how it's working in Poughkeepsie. And I think that's about it for the task force. In terms of, well, new business, old business, the sheriff wanted to update us on urgent.
Yes, good evening, everyone. As when I introduced Jared Blades as our civilian oversight of the urgent command and commander as a task force, we stated we were going to do quarterly reports to the law enforcement committee. And this is that time. So without further ado, you want to move over here?
Perfect. Sounds good. Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? All right. So good evening. Thank you for having me. Once again, Jared Blades. I am the commander of Urgent. I am a civilian. I used to be with the DA's office. I also oversee the sheriff's civil division. Sorry to Nancy Schmidt in advance. She was on our Urgent quarterly meeting a couple weeks ago, so a lot of this will be the same. But the positive aspect is I have a lot of positive news to report for you. The Urgent Task Force has investigated narcotics and violent crime and illegal firearms since the last time I spoke with you, which was October, November, from Shandaken to Ellenville, from Esopus, Port Huon, all the way up to Shandaken. Early January, we had seized a half a kilo of loose, uncut fentanyl that was trafficked out of state to Ulster County. That was, as I said, pure fentanyl ready to be cut and packaged up for distribution. We were able to thwart that. Our investigations take a lot of different forms now. We're involved in several of our investigators are what's called TFOs, Task Force Officers with Homeland Security, which gives them federal jurisdiction to travel out of county to investigate narcotics and track down the sources. The source is the big thing right now. The sheriff sent a message when I first took over that the urgent task force would no longer stop at the county border. Our mission is to seek out those who traffic and sell narcotics for profit. That's what we want to investigate, and that's what we want to go after. Stemming from that are people who use narcotics, who need to be put into touch with services through Oracle, through drug court. And then those who are purely addicts who are not selling narcotics and not benefiting from their use of narcotics or sales. So it's really the source of the narcotics and where they're coming from to get to Ulster County is what we're investigating. So very recently, stemming from that case up in Shandaken, Urgent executed two out-of-state narcotics purchases for over $10,000 worth of fentanyl on two separate occasions that was funded by Homeland Security. And that source, which was out-of-state, was eradicated. And that was something that we did to prevent the trafficking of narcotics coming directly into Ulster County. I can assure you that case is being handled federally. It's an urgent case being handled federally. Oracle, believe it or not, was involved on this federal case, was instrumental in helping us to help those who were seeking those narcotics when we took them off the streets to get them into inpatient treatment, detox, and into rehab. which is something that we are trying to do. We are as vigorously going after the source of narcotics as we are trying to get those involved with outpatient, inpatient treatments, and in drug court. Those are all wins to us. And my investigators who work for this task force know that that is, every time someone gets into rehab, that is just the same as making an arrest for a narcotics case. The tactics that we employ, we do everything that we can to ensure safety. Obviously a hot topic is no knock search warrants in general, respecting people's rights. I'm happy to report in the past year and a half, there have been no personnel complaints and no lawsuits against the task force. We really try to go out of our way to do surveillance and learn everything we can about our case before acting on it, to protect those in the community and to protect the person we're investigating. We show the absolute utmost respect and protect the rights of those who we are investigating like they're a member of our family, because that's what the law requires, and that's what the investigators who work for us and with me are reminded daily. And we've been executing on that, and we've been doing a really good job of that. I'm very happy to announce that Lloyd Police Department has rejoined Urgent as a member. They sponsor an officer to work in the task force with us. And that was a great thing that happened at the beginning of this year. The relationships that we have with the Dutchess County Task Force, State Police, these are all relationships that we've renewed, built upon. We will be having a press conference on a case involving Orange County multi-time felon drug dealers coming to Ulster County to expand their book of business, and how we work that case with Middletown and Police Department and Homeland Security to prevent that from happening. And a lot of this is preventing the sources from being able to come to Ulster County. I'm jumping around a lot, but there's just a lot of good news and a lot of things that we're trying to do. We have a covert surveillance audio and video of a notorious drug dealer in Paterson, New Jersey, who was just very recently arrested by the Urgent Task Force last week, who asked someone he was purchasing narcotics from, "Are you from Ulster County? Because I won't deal with you." That is the amount of deterrence that we've instilled based upon operating down in Paterson, New Jersey. As I stated, the investigators who work for us now are task force officers through Homeland Security, meaning they can leave the Ulster County border to investigate these cases with other law enforcement partners. What that does is it gives you the best bang for your buck. Instead of stopping at the county border, we trace it back to a source located in Paterson, New Jersey, and assist in making arrests there to stop the source of narcotics. If someone's just arrested, they will give their source to someone else, their cousin, their brother, their nephew, their aunt. Believe it or not, this cuts across gender. It cuts across everything. And what we're trying to do is stop the source of narcotics from being trafficked in. With that being said, we couldn't do this, and I've become a firm believer in our relationship with Oracle. It provides us an ethical way to engage with those who may not have broken the law, or those who have broke the law but need and deserve services. We've learned so much about inpatient treatment, outpatient treatment, and how much is out there. I'm happy to report that our investigators have made contacts with local businesses, local hotels and proprietors to even help to ensure temporary housing for a case that we work at 2 a.m. and there may not be availability. We'll do whatever we can for Oracle. We were recently in State Police Kingston Barracks. Oracle comes to assist us in getting someone into rehab. And I think the State Police, their jaws dropped saying, "Wait, you just call, they come and they ensure someone gets a meal, gets stabilized and brought to rehab?" And our answer was yes, and we could continue what we were doing. It was just something awesome. We've since received a thank you note from that person who received services at a rehab. So there's a lot going on. Very, very happy to report the Monique Dibble case. That was a criminally negligent homicide the DA's office handled. It was an urgent case. Ms. Dibble pled to a criminally negligent homicide for dealing those drugs and multiple sales. She received a state prison bid, and Ulster County's first manslaughter charge that the DA's office handled. That press release came out about 2 weeks ago, and Mr. Thompson from Paterson, New Jersey, admitted that he sold and knowingly sold high strength fentanyl to a Ulster County resident that caused their death. Couldn't have achieved that without the sheriff's patrol, other agencies that assisted the detective division, urgent crime victims, and Oracle. So it really, I believe right now we're adopting the mantra and urgent that it takes a village. I certainly don't want to take up too much of your time. If you have any questions at all, please let me know. Obviously, a lot of the information being shared is redacted, not to talk about specific names or specific tactics. But if there's ever any questions that you have, please let me know.
Thanks. People have questions or comments? Can I ask, which municipalities law enforcement are not part of urgent? Is that
you
know offhand?
So, City of Kingston, Town of Ulster, I'm trying to think, Marlboro, New Paltz.
They're not, or they are?
They are not. And Saugerties. Saugerties used to have a member of Urgent probably about 18 months ago. They reallocated that person to work at the FCAC.
Do you know what their barriers are to participating?
I think the narcotics investigation sometimes is very unfortunately regionalized. I sometimes believe certain areas or locations may not be ready to admit that there may be a problem. Urgent's a team effort. So I'm proud of the sponsors and the membership that comprise us. I've approached other police chiefs about joining. I know the sheriff can probably speak a little bit more to that, but we would always be open to further membership for sure.
Any other questions or comments? Well, thank you so much for sharing. I think it's great. I really appreciate your work with Oracle and that general philosophy that you're taking personally.
I mean, we had someone that recently we had been investigating and we were able to have Oracle intervene, meaning that we didn't have to do a search warrant. We didn't have to arrest someone. That person agreed and they went into rehab. And what was relayed to us was that person can taste their food now. They've put on weight. They're happy and they're seeking employment. And if you can do that without making an arrest and deploy Oracle to do that, we will look to do that. So there's a lot of positives going on behind the scenes, and I just appreciate the support. And I know Nancy's on the call. Probation has a member of Urgent. It's invaluable. And there's a lot of support there. So I really appreciate it. And as I said, open door policy, you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. I guess with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
May I have the floor for a second? I've been aware of Urgent for a long time, and you're doing a great job. And the new programs or new partners they have are wonderful. Every month, I talk about public safety. I mean, there's been 5 homicides reported last week or the week before over the last month or so. I'm concerned about public safety. I want to know why, what happened in Kingston and Ulster County, who were the safest city, not only in New York, but one of the safest in the country. And suddenly now they're considered a dangerous place to be. I read as much as I can about the task forces, don't hear ever anything about public safety, about our community. And I think what we have to do, and I want to make a motion for this committee and the chair in the next 60 days to have hearings and bring in folks to tell us what went wrong when we were so safe from 206 to 217, 2017, and what happened since then. If they're making great strides, that's wonderful. But public safety is important. What do they need to help the law enforcement people to make us more safe? Do they need less men or women, more staff? We don't discuss it. Nobody talks about it. So I want to make a motion. Whether it passes or fails, it's up to you folks. to have the chair, conduct hearings, bring witnesses in. We don't need subpoenas from anybody. We don't need blindfolds or headbands, and tell us what they think went wrong after 10 years of being, or more, 15 years almost, of being one of the safest cities and communities in the country to having such difficulty. So I'm making that motion. You're welcome to do what you want to do.
A motion on the table that the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee hold a hearing on the change in the increase in violence in Ulster County over the past year. Is that correct?
Correct. And public safety from this day forward.
Specifically related to violence actions over the past year. Okay. Let's see if there's a second for that. Okay. Haynes. Any conversation from other people before we take a vote? Legislator Fabiano.
Yes, thank you, Chairwoman. Legislator Parity. Now, are you referring just to the city of Kingston, or are you referring to Ulster County as a whole? Because we are a county legislature.
That is correct, and our title is Public Safety Law Enforcement. The violence seems to be happening mostly in Kingston. I don't know whether all the perps are from Kingston. I do know it's spread out into other communities, but we are the Ulster County Legislature.
Right.
And our people go to work in Kingston. They shop in Kingston.
I could support this if it's going to entail the entire county of Ulster and not just the city of Kingston.
That's my intention.
Thank you.
Legislator Hefner?
Yes, just through the chair to Legislator Parity, if you will. So do you envision this would be something where we invite local police departments, community members? I'm just trying to get an idea of how you see the hearings functioning.
Yes, Legislator John Hefner. Whatever you think. I mean, there's no sense in necessarily asking the folks that work in the Boyce Villain what they think, unless they had some really good thoughts. Yes, police, district attorneys, lawyers, public health people, local police chiefs. It could be any of them that have something to say as to what they think went wrong and where. And why it went wrong, and what we could do to help ensure the safety of our citizens.
So I'll say I have no problem with this idea. The only thing is if we vote in favor, I'm the kind of chair that it has to happen, and I would make sure it happens. So I guess I would need to have either clarity or a plan for clarity as to who we're asking to come to this hearing so that it's done right. And so I guess I would appreciate maybe if you can elaborate on how we would make the determination who exactly should be invited, what a process would be for that.
You're asking me?
Yeah, please.
Hey, listen, it could be law enforcement, both active and retired. It can be members of the community that have been affected by violence or by criminal activity. People that are involved. I mean, people do have, from the ones that I see, they're very passionate about it. Granted, many of them are law enforcement people, but it's not limited to them.
Right. I guess I'm looking for more of a process for very specifically determining the names of exactly who we're going to ask to come. I don't know if either Nancy or Juan could speak to the feasibility of finding individuals who are either victims of the more recent types of violence or your thoughts on the specifics, because again, I I'm looking for more parameters of identifying the exact names of who we'd be inviting for this. Sheriff?
Well, I mean, I really don't care if it's some psychological guru that thinks that he knows what's wrong with society. That's okay. Might be right, he might be wrong. He or she might be right or might be wrong. It doesn't have to be a specific
well, you have to invite
type people of people, but there's plenty around that might volunteer to show up if they were allowed to. And by that, their own supervisors might not want them to come in and make any statements.
Sheriff? Were you going to say something?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, so, I thought you were about to.
I think I know what the legislator legislator parity is getting at here. I think the issue seems to be the inner workings of number one, the community and its relationship with local law enforcement, whether it's the city of Kingston or the state police or the sheriff's office for that matter, and coming up with a plan to you know where did it go wrong and how we can fix it. And there are obviously some internal issues that all of us face in law enforcement with the personnel that we have. But I think it's a combination of things of what's going on in the city of Kingston that really is where the majority of the problems are. And they affect all of us, including the sheriff's office and every single municipality. And if you hear when we had the commission meetings and the task force meetings, a lot of the things that were being spoken of were being spoken of in regards to the city of Kingston and not necessarily the sheriff's office or not necessarily the state police. And so I think maybe having a conversation with law enforcement leaders and the community leaders that are upset with what's going on may be a good idea to perhaps get a game plan together where we're all on the same sheet and move forward with a plan.
Okay. So just to legislator parity, just to clarify, so is your suggestion that we hold a public hearing, but we, in such a way where we're just opening for anyone who wants to talk about it to just come and we'll listen to anyone saying it, saying whatever they want to say, or are you describing a scenario where specific people are asked and we have a set of questions that we want to get from them? So can you help me just understand which direction you're seeing this as working?
Well, if I might, I would certainly leave it up to the Right Honorable Chair to filter out those that you think might just want to hear themselves talk.
But you are seeing it as more, less of a hearing, more as a public hearing where anyone who'd want to speak to it, and we would.
Listen, I'm not talking about a public hearing like before the legislature where you get 150 people walking up. No, I mean very specifically.
So, very specific people.
Okay. Yes.
Legislator Haynes?
If I might suggest to legislator parity, and I think legislator Heppner, you follow me on this, just like when the state has a hearing and people come and share testimony in front of the legislature, it's by invitation. Perhaps that's something that you might want to consider. For members of the community and law enforcement to come in front of our board and share testimony regarding their concerns on this issue. Perhaps something more structured like that would be beneficial.
Yeah, they do it, as Legislator Haynes said, traditionally there's a set, they call it a witness list, that's predetermined. And then they're each granted a slot of time and the ability to submit written testimony.
And in regard to both of your comments, that's why I'm privileged to be on this committee with you learned people. That's absolutely correct.
So is there a proposal of how we create such a list?
My hearing is going. I didn't quite hear what
just
you
looking
said.
Looking for a proposal of how we would create such a list. Legislator Haynes, do you have a hand up?
You're the chair.
Through the chair to legislator parity, I believe it would be at the, you know, I mean, of course, in agreement, but I think it would be at the pleasure of legislator parity to come up to determine who he would like to invite to share testimony before this board. And then after the fact, we could have conversation regarding whether we you know, issue a report on this or what ends up coming out of this. I mean, in the state legislature, there's hearings that are held all across the state on many, many different topics. And then whether it's a, you know, I'm not exactly sure what the end result for this would be, but oftentimes recommendations are born out of testimony and hearings.
Yeah, traditionally, it's around a specific issue, but and even more commonly around a specific piece of legislation.
So might I suggest that perhaps legislative parity, we could come together if you have some initial ideas of who you would like to see at this, and maybe I could work with you know, the Evolve program and others that deal with violence right now and see if they have recommendations of who specific people we could invite to expand on that list. So would you be open to starting the list and then I'll reach out to some groups to see if others have suggestions of additional names?
I personally would have no problem with that. My thought is that it could be a very amorphous list that's built from some sort of a concern, but yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Great. So why don't you can. So the idea is. So we have a motion on the table. It's been seconded to hold a public hearing. We have not identified a time period for this yet. I don't know if you want to add that to your.
May I just say something, Madam Chair? I understand the word public hearing. What we do is in the public, so a hearing.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a hearing, but do you want to add to that a specific time period? Are you looking for it to be, I think it would be helpful if we're agreeing to this that we know when we're thinking this would be.
Well, I had thought of 60 days. If you think that's not enough. We could make it 90. 30 days would certainly be too short a period of time.
So, right. So we're proposing it for the June meeting.
Well, it's your choice.
That's fine. I just before we vote on it, to be clear what we're voting on, unless anyone, if you want to say June or do you want to say July?
What about July?
Okay.
Gives everybody a little bit more time to get their shots and
the public hearing on July. It'll probably fall on my birthday. I'm not a public hearing, a hearing on July.
You can set it any day you want, Madam Chair.
Okay, and that we'll start generating a list. Legislator Parity will begin this. We can pass it around to the other members and then to community groups and perhaps Nancy and probation. They have other suggestions of people to invite and we'll start building the list hopefully in the next few weeks so that we can then reach out and invite people to present. Okay, so because I don't want anyone to vote until we had a clear sense of what we're all voting on. Okay, so all in favor of a July hearing on community violence in Ulster County? Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Abstained? All right, thank you. We'll start the work. So any other old business, new business? All right, with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second it.
All right, all in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Be healthy.